Yeah, this dude here, he goes by Dr. Strange Tweet, or How I Learned to Love the RT.
Mm-hmm.
He blows it right out of the water here. You're going to love this. You don't like the decisions yesterday and today, you're really not going to like the next part. I mean, it's your fault, but you're not going to like it. So we were cool with the status quo. Yeah, we wanted abortion to go back to the states. We wanted gun rights expanded. Yeah, we wanted our kids safe from LGBTQ, WTF, LOL indoctrination. But it wasn't enough to fight about. We thought you were like us, that we could argue and make small gains and lose some ground, but everything stays fairly level and level-headed. But boy, were we wrong.
Absolutely correct.
Because while we were copacetic and just going along to get along, you were pushing. You pushed abortion from safe, legal, and rare in these specific instances to post-birth abortion on demand for any reason. And during all this, you pushed disagreeing politically to call us Nazis and justifying violence against us, justifying harming our families and our jobs. So now we push back. We pushed back with Trump. We pushed back with state legislatures. We pushed back with school boards. And we haven't even begun to push back.
No, it's on. The wave is on its way.
Yep. We're going to push abortion back to the rare side in many states. We may give you the time frame, 10, 12 to 15 weeks, about what your beloved other industrialized nations give. We may not. We're going to push back on gun control. We're not going to accept your offer of you can keep some guns until we decide to get rid of them. We're going to elect legislators to make ownership easier. We're claiming our rights back. We're going to push back on the LGBTQ WTF LOL agenda. We're going to make your lives miserable when you try to get our kids to question their gender. We're going to remove the power you think you have and put it in the hands of the parents. You had a chance to call a truce. You had a chance to be in control and be happy. You had a chance to just leave us alone. You didn't. You pushed and prodded and provoked, and you're threatening to commit violence now? Good luck with that. There's a saying about the danger of making people who want to be left alone get involved. You've made us get involved. So all of it, from here on out, is squarely on you. Enjoy the whirlwind you have so deservedly reaped.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Woo! That was good. But he's absolutely correct.
He's absolutely correct.
It's mission creep. I mean, that's what's going on.
Yeah.
I might have to tweet at him and tell him, hey, man, I'm going to have to buy you a bottle of whiskey for that one.
Hell yeah, man.
Good one.
Yeah, buy one for me, too. I'll send you the money. That dude was awesome. Mm. He gets it. Well, Florida actually has a more expansive registry for abortions than a lot of other states. It breaks things down according to reasons very specifically. Mm-hmm. Like 75 to 80% of them were purely elective, no reason given. Others were just given down the line. When you totaled up the ones that included the rape, the wincest, the medical reasons, and everything like that, it was 5%. That much I'd remember.
Okay.
Let's see here. You know what?
I might be being generous. You never know. Because a lot of people in Florida are old as shit.
I'm pretty sure I remember the table that you're talking about here.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it.
Oh, my God.
It is what it is.
What it is. What it is. Now, listen here. This whole abortion thing is so fucking stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, with all the birth control and to include the morning after pill, why is this even necessary to even do that?
It's really not. When you have 24 different kinds of birth control, you got the morning after pill, you get the shots, you got the IUD, you got the injections and everything.
Yeah.
Why is it even necessary? The only thing I can think of is you have the very small percentage of people who are just fertile myrtles, and you sneeze at them, you can knock them up. But most of them,
yeah,
I guarantee you they're just irresponsible or they're unsuccessfully attempting to baby trap an alpha, and it didn't work.
All right. Now, listen, if these women want to be horizontal-orientated entertainers, that's fine. But be responsible for your actions and don't, rely on murdering another human being strictly for your convenience.
Yeah.
Because, look, you decided to go in there and do the horizontal mamba. You know, it is what it is. And if a guy willingly participates in that and leaves the delivery right to the warehouse and slips one by the goalie, he's on the hook to pay child support for 18 to 21 years.
Yeah.
Okay, I have one thing. It's not the table I was looking for, but I know exactly which one you're looking at.
Yeah, because we showed it on a stream. I just can't remember exactly which stream it was.
Okay, so here are reported induced terminations of pregnancy by reason by trimester 2020 year to date. Rapé was 112, 92 in the first trimester, 20 in the second. Wincest was 9, 6 in the first, 3 in the second.
Mm-hmm.
Performed due to serious fetal genetic defect, deformity, and abnormality was 734, 265 in the first trimester, 469 in the second.
Mm-hmm.
Performed due to life-endangering physical condition, 146 total, 121 first trimester, second trimester, 25. Due to physical health of mother that is not life endangering, 1,111, 1,013 in the first trimester, 98 in the second.
Mm.
Performed due to emotional slash psychological health of mother was 1,409. Yeah, the first trimester was 1,282.
That's convenience.
Yep. Second was 127.
Right.
Now, here's where we get into the big numbers. Performed due to social or economic reasons. Just take a wild guess.
5,000.
15,271.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the vast majority is just
convenience.
First trimester was 14,310.
Like I said, I am content with getting rid of 95% of all abortions.
Yep.
Correct.
I'm sending you the link right now, Blake.
Thank you, sir. Yeah. I know I've got this around here somewhere. So, I'm like, because it was tallied. I think it was on Not the Bee. They tallied it up. We had it on the stream. Yeah. I will find that original link, and I will make sure it gets posted again. I'll put it in the sources for this stream too.
Because that one had the actual percentages of it. So
yeah.
But here we go to the main meat and potatoes here.
Potatoes.
Elective abortion. Take a guess.
I have no
56,000.
Idea.
56,000.
Wow.
76. 53,505 in the first trimester, 2,571 in the second trimester.
Damn. Wow.
And you know what happens to be very obviously absent? Our third trimester abortions.
Zero.
Goose eggs all the way down that chart.
Hey, show this to the...
I put the link in the chat for everybody. I'm going to throw it up here on the screen, though, so you can see what the page looks like.
Wow. That is fucking crazy.
And they've got the counties below, but you got to remember these are 20 trimester 2020 year to date. So this is a couple years old.
Yeah, so, I want to say that this wasn't broken down quite as fine tuned as that.
No.
But seriously, like social or economic reasons, you tally those together. There's your 95% right there. You put all these together. There's your 5%.
Yeah, you take those first four together.
Listen, perform for emotional or psychological health of the mother.
Yeah.
No. That doesn't now, get, there, that sometimes doesn't get
there,
lumped in.
Sometimes there are serious psychological issues. I've seen it myself.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Sometimes things get pretty fucked up.
I'm sorry.
Yep.
If you're fucked up in the nut house, that's your problem. You shouldn't murder a kid over it.
I agree with that as well.
Yep. And just remember, gentlemen, this is just from Florida, not the actual stats, but I can probably assume the percentages are going to be fairly close.
Probably. But with that aside.
That's a nice one.
Yes, it is. Those could almost be painted on if it wasn't for the wrinkles in the middle.
Almost.
At the end of the day, what does it come down to? In reality, in most states, not much is going to change.
Correct.
Yep.
It just got pushed back to the states. That's it.
That's really all it is. And we have it right here. Four GOP governors, so these are rhinos, Larry Hogan from Maryland, Charlie Baker, Massachusetts, Chris Sununu, sounds like a fucking auto dealership, from New Hampshire, and Phil Scott, Vermont, have pledged to uphold abortion in their states after the Supreme Court decided to overturn it. So that's four.
Well,
the four Republican governors.
Yeah, yeah.
Most are going to keep it at 12 to 15 weeks.
Okay.
There are going to be some that are going to go really far right, but to balance those out, you're going to have New York, California, and Illinois.
Yep.
Who are going to they're going to legalize it for 28 days after birth.
Yep.
The Casey Anthony Act, as we like to call it.
Listen, just take the morning after pill, ladies. This is just stupid.
Stop fucking around.
Have your man drive you down to Walgreens. You get Plan B. He gets an ice cream cone. It's a win-win for everybody.
And these bitches were like, well, I'm going on a sex strike. Ladies, I'm just going to tell you. This is toxic male talking. Your terms are acceptable. Because I've seen what you look like. You look like a Ninja Turtles fucking genetic anomaly. No one's fucking you anyway. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, you can go ahead and say that with your size 18 dress size. Thank you. No, thank you.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
We're going on a sex strike. Okay, yeah. I haven't had sex in 3 years.
Yeah, but it's okay
bitch.
Pop still thinks you're a four. Boom, boom, ba, boom.
Yeah, you gotta use it against me.
Oh, God. Why didn't anybody tell me?
And then on the flip side, you're going to have shit like this. Letitia James in New York says that New York will pay for housing and daycare for women to come to the state to abort their babies. And guess what, ladies and germs?
You're paying for that.
You're paying for it. Everyone in New York is going to pay for it, and as if they didn't already have a gigantic exodus problem of the productive class in the first place.
Who the hell is Letitia James?
She's the AG.
Oh, the Attorney General?
Yeah, she's the one who put the report together on Cuomo.
So wait a minute. So an Attorney General has the power to dictate how they're going to spend taxes in their state.
She's probably full of shit, but she's saying it anyway. And considering who the new governor of New York is, wouldn't be shocked.
Who is the new governor?
Oh, she's even worse than Cuomo.
Oh, great.
She just doesn't hit on the ladies.
She's just like a kind of, I would say, based on looks, probably a dollar store Gretchen Whitmer.
Oh, God.
Nice.
And Gretchen Whitmer looks like Bruce Jenner with plastic surgery. Oh, wait a second. I just repeated myself. Son of a bitch.
Going to hell.
They're screaming. They're crying. They're screaming, my choice. Not much is going to change. No. And they're out rioting in states and cities that are guaranteed to uphold abortion.
Because they're stupid.
They're stupid. In addition to this New York thing, because you mentioned this earlier, and I wanted to make sure that we covered it. The CEO of Dick's Sporting Goods.
Mm-hmm.
Why the CEO of Dick's is a chick? Don't know. But she's offering here, providing $4,000 in travel expense reimbursement to travel to the nearest location where the care is legally available. And you know what that means for the people who work for Dick's Sporting Goods? A pay cut.
Yeah. Or?
And this is being made, a decision that's being made unilaterally without the consent of stockholders.
Or the board.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, she's going to pay for your abortcation.
Yes. And that is going to result in a higher health premium for the people who are, you know, entitled to benefits as part of their salary, which means lower wages for you in an economy where the wages are not keeping pace with inflation. So good luck, Dick's Sporting Goods. You're going to lose your workforce.
Here's the problem with that, though. All right. So we already know the cost of health care is a lot higher, right? But you cannot legally lump in travel and hotel and expenses into medical. It's something separate. So they're going to have to dock people's pay for this abortion fund to pay for all of this irresponsible activity.
That is if they don't try juggling the books, or if this isn't just pure smoke and mirrors bullshit virtue signaling.
Well, it could be. It could be virtual signaling. But if they try to do this and they wind up fucking tanking the company, the whole board of directors is on the hook to get sued into the Stone Age.
You're damn right.
For allowing this to happen. And most of the companies that we have incorporate under Delaware law because it's really hard to sue the board under their, you know, their corporate rules. But for something like this, you're going to get, there is no defense. They're going to get fucked up.
Yep.
Now, if they can get the board to vote on it and say, yeah, that's a different thing. But who knows? Who knows?
Who knows? I don't buy that they're just trying to do the right thing now. Now, when Jimmy Bones and I were talking about Civil War 2.0, people disagreeing about, you know, the states and the feds basically at each other's necks, people saying they're going to ignore SCOTUS rulings. The feds just said they were going to completely ignore a SCOTUS ruling with the CDC mandate saying that, you know, you as a landlord can't evict your tenants. And Biden's like, well, we encourage you to not evict them anyway. We encourage you to ignore the SCOTUS ruling, essentially.
So basically, they're destroying our government.
Yeah.
When you have, like, it's designed for all three to operate and check each other.
Yes. And the Supreme Court has way too much power. And thanks to Congress having no fucking testicles whatsoever, the executive branch has way too much power.
Yep, absolutely.
Congress isn't doing their fucking job. But if you look around the country, we've had stuff like that similar for decades. The war on drugs is the perfect example.
Yeah.
And the reason why I'm choosing it is because it all comes down to money.
It always comes down to money.
Of course it does. The war on drugs, everything is federally illegal, even weed.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because Capitol Hill and the Mexican cartels are doing a little circuit jerk, you know, a little more cock, you know, all the time. The states don't get a cut of that action unless they legalize something in defiance of the federal law. Then they can slap a sales tax on it and get their cut.
Yep.
Now, when I see a decision like this, you know what it tells me? That everything that they set up with the welfare state, single mothers, abortion, destroying the nuclear family, is actually starting to affect their pocketbooks. And why do we know that? Because the birth rate has fallen below replacement.
It's been that way for a while.
And when you have that, what you have is exactly what's happening in China, a demographic time bomb.
It's in Japan, too.
Yeah, where you've got way too many people growing old and not enough people being born to take their place in the productive class.
Yep.
All right. So what do you do? I don't know. Release a Chinese bioweapon to cull the elderly and infirm from your populations?
Which was not effective.
And then China changed their one-child policy to a three-child policy, and the United States decides to pass the issue of abortion back to the states. Why? Because the cash cow is fucking drying up and the manosphere is working.
It's fucking winning. Listen, I've had a vision a while back. It's part of my ESP thing. That I was actually subpoenaed to testify at the Senate in regards to the manosphere and why the men are basically withdrawing out of the system. And they're not going to like what I have to say. And they'll probably wind up throwing me in jail because I will tell them to their face to suck a dick.
Suck a dick!
Suck a dick.
But that is my thoughts on it. Because I know that this Supreme Court does not give a fuck about doing the right thing. They had an opportunity. Yep. They shit all over it.
That's right.
So I'm not willing to welcome them with open arms just because they pass a few rulings that I agree with.
We
all know that there are no political sides on Capitol Hill. You have the deep state and everyone else. And everyone else is like five fucking people.
Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Out of 535 politicians, I can count on one hand how many I actually have a smidgen of trust in.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
I'm going to have to agree with you on that.
So that's what I see when I look at this ruling. I see, okay, well, men are not playing the game anymore. They're not even cashing in their chips. They're walking by the casino like this. Like, fuck off. We know the game is rigged. We're not going to go in there and even risk it.
That's right.
I'm going to go to the bar and have a good time.
Yeah. And if you can't, if you don't have men that you can keep under the boot of your system, you can't keep that system going.
Yep.
Yeah. And historically speaking, you know, every civilization that has wound up with a stagnating population is destroyed or conquered.
Yep.
every without exception.
Welcome to the End Times.
Watch Gruntspeak live every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And if you'd like to join Pop for Supporter Sundays, consider making a donation on Locals, Patreon, or Subscribestar.